You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This is Lisa Berry, and this week, Art and Soul is about the art of well-being. And with even more challenges to our sense of well-being these days, we thought we would reconnect with a local physician, professor of obstetrics and gynecology at the University of Michigan Medical School, also professor of health behavior and health education at the School of Public Health, and also co-founder of Ann Arbor Open Meditation. Welcome back, Dr. Frank Anderson.
Thanks, Lisa. Great to be back.
It's been about a year since we spoke to you here on WEMU, and I think it's safe to say a lot has changed in that past year.
Who knew how the world would change from the time we were talking about mindfulness and meditation and ways that we might deal with a chaotic world, and then the world became more chaotic.
And it seems like we're hearing more about meditation and mindfulness. Even the governor, Governor Whitmer, mentioned a source for meditation as people try to cope with the pandemic and everything happening in our world right now.
Yeah, right. You know, there's so many things that happen out in the world that may not make sense to people. And so there's something about looking for another way to deal with all of these things, because it certainly doesn't make sense. And it's hard for your mind to put everything together. Our expectations haven't been met. Our lives have been changed. And what do you do? What do you do about something like that? And I think what we're finding is using mindfulness techniques allows us to find a little place of peace and joy within us, you know, that we're actually really have an opportunity to explore given our current situation.
What would be an example of a mindfulness technique that you're referring to?
Well, you know, one of the tools that I like to teach is just becoming aware of your breath. When everything seems to be falling around you, you know, one of the techniques is mindfulness of the breath. And so you can take a deep breath, know that you're breathing, and there's something about that that's very settling and very peaceful. And that actually is your ability to be mindful, and connecting to that gives people some relief from some of the things that are happening.
Do you think when people hear meditation and mindfulness, they think, oh, that's not for me. I don't even know what that is. And that's kind of an alternate lifestyle. What can you say that perhaps might change people's mind to that thought?
Oh, right. Because mindfulness and meditation come from certain traditions, you know, and cultures. And so we've learned that from certain cultures and traditions, but actually everybody has the possibility to be mindful. Everyone has that within them. So it really doesn't matter what words you use. People who have wisdom, who have presence, you know, they're already mindful. And so we just were putting those words to it. I would really like to normalize that idea and just say that everyone has an opportunity in their own lives to actually be aware, to be mindful of what's happening. It doesn't necessarily depend on all the external factors. You know, as you move through life and pay attention with mindfulness, there's more intuition. You can look someone in the eye and have a meaningful conversation. You know, you can see what happens with your kids. And, you know, there's so many of these perspectives that can change if we just go a little bit deeper. And what I like to say is to respond instead of react.
Talk about that for a minute. I think that's something that has been useful for me for sure, to respond versus react. What does that look like?
Well, here's one. Let's say you're driving in your car and someone cuts you off and your reaction is to lay on the horn and to have anger. Another way is to respond and say, you know, you don't know what that person is going through. So a response would be, you know, that this is happening in the present moment. This car is moving over. That car moves over. Perhaps they're on the way to the hospital. Perhaps they're on their way to visit a child in trouble. So who knows what the situation is? So this kind of mindfulness approach or a response kind of allows what's happening in the present moment to happen in peace without a reaction. The mindfulness approach offers a different way, kind of an easier way, a way that is less chaotic. So we also say the only way out is through. So, you know, we say there's a pandemic here, and then we stay at home and make sourdough bread.
That's our response.
That's what my kids have done that a lot. And I have the inches to show for that.
Okay, so here you are, you're an OBGYN, you deliver babies, you teach at the University of Michigan Medical School, and you also do something else at the university as well. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, well, it's interesting that because the pandemic situation has really placed a lot of people in difficult situations, stressful situations, and kind of what to do situations, there has been a response, especially from the Faculty Development Center. And we've put together Mindfulness Mondays. And so the second Monday of every month through the Medical School Faculty Development, we have a session attended usually by 40 to 60 people where we explore mindfulness techniques and do a guided meditation. I've found that it's been very useful for people to be able to take that break for themselves just to connect to something deeper. We also did a one-day seminar called Becoming a Mindful Provider. And so physicians could attend a one-day seminar and get a certificate on the aspects of being a mindful physician. I think it helps reduce burnout. I think it helps increase connection with patients and things like that because, you know, physicians get distracted as well. And so by doing mindfulness techniques, you know, especially when you're practicing them, you talked about meditation, you can at home, you can practice these things so that when you move out into the world, you know, you can move in the world a little bit more mindfully. And I think that's what people are looking for because so many external factors are pulling us out of the present moment.
And speaking of meditation, what's new at Ann Arbor Open Meditation?
Well, you know, because of the pandemic, we could not meet as a group. We used to meet at the Lotus Center. We had sister groups too in Ypsilanti and Saline. So as kind of a side effect of the pandemic, we've consolidated all of those groups. And now we have one larger group called Open Mindfulness Meditation. And we have a website, openmindfulnessmeditation.org. And we have a weekly newsletter with a Zoom link. And so if people are interested in learning some mindfulness techniques, they could visit that website. A variety of people from around the community, from different walks of life, from different religious backgrounds, from different cultural backgrounds. And we offer throughout the week different sessions where anyone would be welcome to join us and practice some mindfulness techniques. We put this together so that we can offer these type of opportunities for people that might be interested in learning more about mindfulness in a very kind of secular approach.
We'll put a link to that with this interview on our website, WEMU.org. Dr. Frank Anderson, thanks so much for talking to us here on WEMU.
Thanks, Lisa. And thank you for providing this gift to all of us of Art and Soul.